Oh my god, well, we are coming at you live 97.5. The square.
Yeah, yo.
Y'all fucking slurpers.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
It's definitely mine.
Okay, yeah, definitely ours.
Glad to hear that now that you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Where we last left off, this is part two of a one-shot. We are at...
Let's make it a two-shot.
Yep.
Shush. Oh, barely. Our intrepid adventurers are in Britonia in the little village of New Kislev, attempting to find a magical sword blessed by the sun god. Ooh.
That guy.
Journey's been going well. They befriended some animals, talked to a magical... statue.
Oh, she's an animal, all right.
Oh, God.
Things happened.
Someone tried to blow me up with an IED.
Yep. Yeah.
Multiple types of blowings, yes.
Pro tip, don't play that game. It sucks.
Okay, yeah. And we are picking up with the party on a boat. Heading out to find a sea monster and kill it to claim the sword. Or befriend it. Or whatever they're going to do with it.
Definitely not that one.
I'm on a boat, fellow adventurer. Don't you ever forget.
Mm-hmm. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
We'll go that way.
I'm Dan, playing Shmi, human fighter bard.
I'm Nick, playing Bjorn, dwarf slayer.
Right, and I'm Will, playing Hana, a human variant Bladesinger wizard.
Hana. I love that for you.
I'm Fig, playing Athel, divination wizard, who has a southern accent because he's from the north.
Can you? You're bouncing your mic cord.
What are you talking about?
Someone is.
Yeah, I heard that.
Cool.
Hand check.
I think it stopped.
Okay. Oh. Wait, is that me? Oh, I think that's me.
God damn it. Anyways.
Yes, you guys are rowing out into the sunrise.
Row your boat.
Mm-hmm. Gently out to sea. It's starting to get a little bit warm, okay. A little bit hot. Sun is, like, fully up now. It's getting to be, like, late morning.
I say that we row out to about before where we think the shelf drops off. We anchor. Use our water breathing. Thank you, Hana. Use the anchor line, go down, and then walk to the edge.
Mm-hmm. Fine by me. I can cast locate creature when we get down there and make sure we don't get snuck up on.
Oh, that's nice. I can use... I can't use that, actually.
And with the
yesterday's spells.
Okay.
And with the telepathic bond, we don't need to worry about talking underwater.
I'm going to cast Ruthless Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it's in front of me.
Okay.
Cool.
Banana bread's fucking delicious.
I actually want to cast Unseen Servant.
Okay.
And send them down in front of us.
Okay.
With orders to... lay low and just observe. Wait, and then report back if they see anything.
Okay. Like
cave mouth, huge underwater shadow, XYZ.
Fair enough. They go down and just kind of vanish into the depths.
Uh-huh.
You guys keep rowing. And Rowan.
I'm in like a full like Malibu Barbie like sun hat and stuff. I have like a martini glass I'm just gonna like sipping from that I've chilled prestidigitation.
I want you to be wearing that like a silk version of the 80s windbreaker kind of thing I showed you.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you guys keep rowing.
That's for Saturdays.
Saturday is for the boys.
Yeah.
It is for the boys.
Indeed.
You guys are rowing.
Hell yeah, brother.
Rowing off the beach, dude.
It's interesting. He said it would be like 4 hours if you knew how to work a boat. It's been like 5 hours now.
It's unsurprising.
Your servant has not come back.
Are we at the point where we think the drop-off is?
Anyone that wants to can make a nature check.
Okay. Gonna see what my nature check skill is.
You get an 18 advantage if you are proficient in boat stuff.
Ooh.
I'm proficient in boat stuff. Oh. You asked the lady at the docks. I got a plus +5 to my nature. I didn't see something for boats in here.
Yeah, you have a history of boat. That's just my general, if you can explain to me why you would be good at boat things.
Is that a plus +1 then?
That's advantage. So you roll 2 and you take the higher.
Okay, and this is based off of my...
Your nature.
I have a 16 without boat stuff.
16 with no boat stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to take that guy's roll.
Okay. With advantage too?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yep.
Okay.
I got an 18.
18.
The sun was in my eyes.
You're not sure, because like it's pretty deep and you can't really see the bottom, but you're really far from shore. You think you may have gone too far.
Oh, shit.
I told you to put your backs into it, not your whole backs.
Who wants to get tied onto the rope? Go down there.
I'll sink like a...
If only we had something... Near a humanoid anchor.
Something heavy.
Maybe. I start like tying the rope.
Yeah, maybe something heavy and violent.
I'm just like, wait a minute. Hold on. Get off me. All right, fine. I'll be the 250-pound anchor.
Something close in shape and density to a rock, perhaps.
Good 400-pound scout.
I start flexing. I'm like, I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes you feel good. All right. Send me down.
All right.
You go down, and it's very, like, warm and pretty on top, and then, like, as you go deeper, it starts getting, like, dark.
Before he gets too far down, can I cast light on him?
Sure.
Turn him into just a lure.
You start to go down, and you're the source of light.
Okay.
And you're not seeing... How much rope do you guys send him down with?
Oh, I would say at least 40 fathoms.
Okay.
At least.
At least 40 fathoms. You know, I mean, we get all these nets and stuff for free, man.
Yeah, you're going down. It's getting a little bit dark around you, and you seem to be catching the attention of some of the local wildlife.
Okay.
We're all swimming up to you and just kind of like... Nibble and swim away.
Okay.
Let us know if we need to pull you up. Remember, you have your telepathic bond, so you can hear me in your head at all times.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bjorn, do you see the shelf?
No, I see.
You reach the bottom of your 40-fathom rope, and you are not at the bottom yet.
Holy shit.
I think we need to go... Bjorn, are you at the bottom yet?
No, I'm hanging out.
How far does your telepathy... What's the range of the telepathy?
As long as we're on the same plane of existence.
Okay, cool.
40 fat.
This underwater might as well be a whole different plane, so I don't know. Yeah. No.
We'll use Bjorn as a sounding rope. I say that we row back in towards shore. He'll tell us when we hit the ledge.
I like that idea.
I love your contribution to the ideas group thing, but he did say he wasn't really fond of swimming, so that would be kind
of
cruel.
It's a bit more of a drag we got going on here. less of a swim.
Bjorn, while you're down
dangle.
There, it's actually really pretty. This kind of like bioluminescent fish is like swimming around you.
Just like him.
Yes.
Okay.
Bjorn, I'm going to need you to do me a little favor.
Yeah.
Can you make bop sounds? Like, boop, boop. It can't hurt.
Only my pride.
You're the only one down there.
All right, I turn myself into a sonar...
fishing lure.
Yeah.
I think he's just T-posing. Boop.
Someone please draw that and send it to us. We need that. Yeah. Bjorn, give me a perception check.
Coming in hot.
1 on it. No, I'm just kidding.
I rolled
actually inside the thing.
With a +4, I rolled a whopping 6.
Okay. You don't see anything.
That makes sense. All right. So what? So what, we're are we moving then? Are we?
Yeah,
we're going back towards
you're
shore.
You're moving your way back.
All right.
We're gonna use you as the gauge to see where the the shelf is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You sound so excited with this plan.
It's a great plan. One of the best plans of all time.
It's getting me closer to slaying something. So that's that's the ultimate goal. So.
You know what? I love that for you.
I'm just grabbing like fish and just like biting their heads off on the way. I'm just saying like, just great. My bloodlust is at an all time high because I'm so uncomfortable.
Producing his own chum.
The water around you.
Something around me needs to die.
Hey Bjorn, while you're doing this and you're biting the heads off of all these fish, does a 15 hit?
Hold on.
That's never a good question.
My AC is 15, so does it?
Mates.
So it does.
I thought Defender.
We're getting extra grimdark. We're changing it up this time.
Okay. I think typically the roller wins anyway.
Okay.
So Bjorn, you take 13 points piercing damage.
Okay.
You look down and you see a shark biting your foot.
Oh my god, you made a friend.
What kind of shark?
A hunter shark.
Okay.
Was that like a bull shark? Like a...
It is smaller than a giant shark, but meaner than a reef shark.
Tiger shark.
like a small great white.
All right.
So a less great white.
Yes. a white shark.
An okay white.
Shark. Yeah. Mediocre white.
Okay.
A beige shark, if you will.
A mid white shark.
A taupe shark.
Can I attack the shark?
A Medici, you can attack ivory the shark.
All right. I'm gonna.
It's Ben's favorite color.
Totally unrelated. Anybody heard about a cookie cutter shark?
No.
Completely distends its jaws, makes itself flat, clamps onto something, wriggles its body, and cuts out a chunk like a cookie.
I hate that. I want to do that.
That's wild.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. You're welcome. Your nightmares.
Oh no, that's
by the way, that's what's on your now. Fucking foot, dog. That's crazy.
Sorry, I'm a shark nerd, so I'll take
a giant one.
I'm down in the under the water.
Yep.
I'm pissed off, so I'm gonna rage first.
Okay. Actually. Absolutely.
I would like to rage. So then I'm gonna hit it. Right? I can do that, right?
You can hit
it. It is latched on.
You can, yes.
Right? Yeah.
You do have disadvantage on attacks underwater.
Okay.
Because you use a. What weapon do you use?
Great axe.
You have disadvantage.
Alrighty.
I believe it's Triton's nets and spears and javelins that don't have disadvantage.
What is.
Tridents?
Tridents.
What is disadvantage? Like, what does that do again?
You roll 2 dice and you take the lower.
Oh, okay. So the first one I rolled was 21, and the second one I rolled was 22.
Hey, that hits.
So, okay. And then I will do 11 damage.
11 damage. Okay.
Very nice.
It's going to come in and chomp you again.
Okay. I get 2 attacks per action.
Oh, yeah, if you want to attack it again, you can.
Yeah.
You definitely can.
Let me do that. So it's also a disadvantage?
Yep.
Okay. Let me do that. Boop. 11. It is
11 is not going to hit.
The sum. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Does a 21 hit you?
Yeah.
Okay. That is another 13 points of piercing damage as it starts just still, like, nomming on you. And you notice... From biting the heads off of all those fish, there's, like, a lot of blood in the water.
Oh.
Can I feel the rope jerking? Because
yeah.
I'd like to be on the rope. Can I feel that and start pulling him up? Well, I mean, he could telepath to me. But
yeah, are you telepathing to let people know that you're getting snacked on? Or
yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Can I start pulling him up?
Sort of.
Oh, yeah, you can start pulling him up. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 40 fathoms of rope. That's going to take a bit. But yeah, you can start.
I'm on it.
Okay. You're just going. Okay.
I've been on the sea for a while, all right? I'm stacked in the shoulder.
This is not the first time you've pulled a dwarf up from being a sonar buoy.
Oh, that was a great time. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. Are you going to try to swing at the shark again, or are you going to...
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Should have built depth charges.
Take that guy's IED and drop it in the water.
20.
20 will hit.
I will hit it for 8.
Okay.
And then I'll swing at it again.
Cool.
And I will do 12. Or 12.
12 to hit or 12 damage?
12 to hit.
12 will hit.
And then do 15 damage.
Okay. It is gonna say, it's gonna see you getting, like, pulled away from it, and it's just gonna kind of, like, start swimming away from you.
I'm gonna start pleading with him. I'll be like, no, let me down. I wanna fucking kill this thing.
What?
Do you stop?
No. We gotta start over, guys.
Yeah, it takes minute or two, but you do get him up.
Okay.
Just frothing, angry, covered in blood.
I've got a better idea to get you into more combat faster. Just let me do this.
I'm gonna show like a giant just chunk bitten out of my leg, and I'm gonna be like, this thing took that from my leg. You're gonna just like, you gonna let me just take that dishonor from the shark? Let me get back in there.
It is in the whole ocean, my guy. I wish you the best of luck on your eternal quest for vengeance against fish.
Would you rather waste your blood on a shark or a massive legendary creature? Where's the honor in a pittance?
All right.
Imagine the glory.
You should do something about that leg, by the way, though.
You convinced me.
No.
If you want.
Yeah, I'd like to hoist him back up and then... Bandage.
Yeah, if you want, you could like take a little bit of a nap and get some of your strength back up here, and then one of the other of us can go downstairs.
Regrow that flesh back over a short rest.
As one does.
Yep.
This is how the game works.
Is anyone keeping watch or looking for anything while you guys are dealing with this?
Oh, constantly.
Okay. I mean, you're healing his wound. You're also the person. So you're the medic and the watch person?
I will be looking
out. Second nature to me. I've been on the seas a while.
I will be looking out because this is such a like scenic scene.
Passive perceptions.
My passive perception is 10.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to add my rage damage to all of those strikes.
Wow.
Because you weren't mad, bro.
You probably wouldn't have killed it either way, but it is... gonna go home and tell a weird story to its shark wife.
Look, if it's still in there,
it's schwife.
Yeah. It's
a schwife.
It's got a schwife.
It's got a schwife.
Oh my god, schmarriage. Schmalligan.
My passive, my PP is 11.
PP is 11.
But I would like to cast locate creature.
Okay.
Now that we've caused this big ass ruckus.
True. There's a lot of blood in the water that will attract many things.
Yeah.
What's the range on that?
1,000 feet.
1,000 feet.
Which, for reference,
like a fifth of a mile,
is 166.667 fathoms.
I was just about to look that up. Thank you so much.
I have the calculator.
Nautical terminology.
Yeah. Can I actually take a short rest, or was that just like a joke?
I mean, you could, yeah.
Okay.
Well, if something happens,
I'll take one.
Yeah, you can always start short resting, and then if something happens, you can just stop short resting, if anything.
It is interesting, though, as you do locate creature, you feel like this weird, like, tingle. It's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, you think you know where it is. You think it might be under you.
No, that's...
And it's getting closer.
Ah, shit.
Maybe you should short resting.
Hey, guys, I think we found the creature, or more like it found us. I think your flailing down there might have worked.
Drop the net. Drop the net. Drop the net. Drop it.
Net, go. I drop the net.
Okay.
Strength check. What do you need? How big?
Yeah, give me a strength check with all of you guys to throw it in unison and to see like how far from the boat you're trying to throw it.
Nine. Because this is a ranged attack. Can I use dexterity?
I got a 7. I'm close to the boat.
19.
Yeah. Since this is like throwing things and finagling, can I use dexterity?
Strength.
Okay.
It's heavy and unwieldy. 14.
Yeah.
7, 14, 18, you said?
19.
19? I got that. 5.
Okay, so the net, you're hoping the weights will kind of help spread it out a little bit because it got a little bit tangled from everyone throwing it. But it's probably going to be fine.
Harpoons. Grab the harpoons. Take the harpoons with you.
Harpoons.
Okay. You all have a harpoon in hand? Are you going to get in the water? Are you going to wait for it to do something to the boat? What's the plan?
I haven't fought giant fish before.
I don't want to go back in the water. Fucking hate it.
You can fight the fish from the boat? All right, man.
Unless I have to.
I want to row over the net.
Okay.
Row over the net like your life depends on it.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys row. You are positioned over the net. You feel... How long does your locate creature last? It's like, 10 minutes?
I think... Concentration, 1 hour.
Oh, okay. You feel it correct. It is heading quickly towards you.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's coming fast.
It's coming fast.
Which way?
Down.
Straight.
Like, coming up. From the below.
Like the down up.
Like, yeah.
It's going like
it's
the
gotta
down
get up.
Up
to get down.
Get up to get down.
And we gonna be jumping around.
Okay.
That is so true, bestie.
I'm gonna need all of you guys to make dexterity saving throws as the boat is blown apart with lightning.
Oh my god.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh my god. Nat 20.
Nat 20? Okay.
13.
I got a 6. I will like to cast Absorb Elements, though, to give myself resistance to those.
Oh my god.
Because you said lightning, right?
Lightning, yep. You all take 22 points of lightning damage, halved if you succeeded. And if you are the only one that succeeded.
Okay, so I take 11.
You take 11. Everyone else takes 22.
Okay.
And the boat... is blown to smithereens.
Smithereens.
Smithereens. And you look down and you see this just gargantuan monstrosity of tentacles and eyes and beaks and suction cups.
The Alaskan bullworm.
I want to cast...
Maybe we should roll initiative.
It is actually the surprise round still, and it has a few actions left.
No,
wait. Mm. No.
None of that.
So, there's going to be a tentacle, which is coming for you, Athel.
That's nasty.
Yeah, Athel.
Does a 21 hit.
Yeah.
Okay. That is 23... Or, nope. I apologize. I read the wrong thing.
Excuse me?
That is 20 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
And you are now grappled and pulled under the water.
I'm gonna fucking die.
Probably.
Hannah? How is a... Shoot, that's, how's a 29?
What do you think?
I think that's going to hit. I think it's going to be 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are also grappled and pulled under. Bjorn and Shmi, you are floating on the top of the water, and I will need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Why does this keep rolling 11?
I got a 16.
16 for Shmi.
Oh. I got a 17.
13.
one sec. I have a 9.
A 9, okay. Let's see, Hannah, you are up first.
That one's no good.
This one's bad.
You are currently grappled and pulled under the water.
I'm going to cast Misty Step so that I'm no longer grappled.
Cool.
To, kind of like Misty Step back up to the top of the water, I guess. So okay. This thing's just kind of like everywhere, right?
It is huge.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, so it's a Kraken.
Yes.
Okay.
My God.
So that was a bonus action, and then I'm going to try to attack it. So I'm not... If I'm on top of the water, can I still hit it? Because it's been hitting us. Or is it like...
Yeah, you can hit like one of the tentacles. Okay. You can try to stab it.
Cool. I will
try. You are swimming in the water, so depending on the type of weapon you are using, you would have disadvantage.
Okay. I have a rapier, so...
Which I believe gives you disadvantage. I will double
check. Actually, we have the harpoon, so can I just stab it with a harpoon?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let me pull up harpoons to give you the damage that you need for that, because I don't remember it offhand. Harpoons are not on my list of things, so we're going to say it's a spear, stats-wise.
Which does not have disadvantage in the water.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you throwing it or are you stabbing it?
I'm going to try to stab it.
Okay.
And then if I two-hand it, that gives it a D8, right?
Yep.
That's what versatile does. All right, which ironically is at the same stats as a rapier. So I will just be rolling that because it's on my sheet already. All right, so first attack, I'm going to replace this attack with a casting of a cantrip. I'm going to choose Shock and Grasp.
Okay, electricity underwater, that's a choice.
No, that's a great point. Hannah is intelligent. I'll Booming Blade it.
Booming Blade, okay.
Let's see, roll to hit. Oh, that is a 20 to hit, not nat, a dirty 20.
That will hit.
Okay. All right, so that is 10 piercing damage. And then from the Booming Blade, that is 2 sonic thunder damage.
Cool.
And then if it moves, it'll take more. Then for my second attack, I get a 27 to hit.
A 27 will hit.
Okay. And then that is 6 piercing.
6 piercing. And that is not magical? It's just with your harpoon?
Yeah.
Cool. You notice it doesn't seem to be doing quite as much as you thought it might.
Figures.
Cool. Nifty. Anything else, Hannah?
That is it for my turn.
Cool. At the end of your turn, it is going to try to grab you with a tentacle, because it can do that. How is a 31?
Yeah.
So that's 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and you were again grappled and pulled beneath the surface.
Now.
Yike.
Why the fuck we die?
Shmi, you are up. Your companion just appeared on the surface with you and then got yanked down below again.
Okay. I want to...
Help my Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Use your black magic.
Use your black magic.
Are any of the... So I'm at the surface. Are any of the tentacles above water?
Not really, no.
I
was able to attack it from the surface.
They're not, like, out of the water. They're all under the water, but you could reach one. You could stab it if you so chose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I'll attack the closest one to me.
Okay.
I'm going to use a superiority dice.
Ooh.
To use distracting strike.
Okay. Okay.
I have to hit the creature first, so I'm going to do my first attack, which is a 9.
That is not going to hit.
Okay, great. I'll do my second attack.
Okay.
Which is going to be a 19.
That will hit.
Awesome. So that's when my trident.
Okay. Look at you being prepared with a trident.
Oh, sea stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
I've been on a boat a while. Stuff. distracting strikes is when you hit a creature with a weapon attack. Expend one superiority die to distract the creature, giving your allies an opening. So I'll add the superiority die to the attack roll against the target.
Okay.
Or to the damages or the weapon's attack roll, right? So I got 1d6 that I need for the damage, which is going to be a 3 plus 7, so that's 10. Use the superiority die, which is another 3, so that's 13. That's 13 damage.
Cool.
On that hit. And the next attack roll against target by an attacker other than you has advantage if the attack is made before the start of your next turn.
Okay. So you all have advantage.
Ideally, I would have liked to strike a tentacle that was holding somebody if I could reach it.
You would have had to swim down to reach it. Which you could do.
Which I will do.
You will do? Okay.
I will have done.
Oh, my.
Would you be going for Athel or for Hannah?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Okay. Damn.
Hannah.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, you...
So true, bestie.
Sorry, brother. She's just been giving me words of affirmation all day.
All day? Well, goddamn.
It doesn't break the grapple, but you think it might make it easier for her to break out.
Okay, and then that will end my turn.
Okay.
I'm fucked. Down to 20 hit points.
That's same, bro.
Dead man.
Yeah,
walking.
I'm at 11.
Yeah, we big boned.
Yeah. 20 damage on each attack.
That's wild.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, whose turn is it?
That was.
I tell you what.
Athel, it was your turn.
All right. So. Who were we here on behalf of?
It's more of like you're all kind of like wandering adventurers who like pretty famous.
Okay, but like,
and like you've heard rumors of this magical sword that reappears during dark times, and like it's the times are pretty dark.
If you misty step, I swear to God, I'll never forgive you.
Is there anyone that we were in contact with that like? Sent us in this direction or something like is there...
The Bretonian government. You're working as like emissaries of the Bretonian government.
Ugh. Okay. So was there a specific point of contact that we were working with? Like a handler
magistrate,
or something?
Constable or something.
Some like important person.
Not really. It's more of like a general. I mean, yeah, I guess you do have a handler.
Who was the last person to see us all?
Yeah, like, who sent... So I have sending. Who could I send my last fucking
okay.
message to?
Okay, so that's what you're trying to get to.
To warn them, like, hey, we found the sword, BT dubs, there's a Kraken.
Timothy of Chalamet.
Jesus Christ. I gotta warn Timothy of Chalamet.
Anybody else?
I gotta warn Lisa Al-Gaib. Okay.
So, Al-Gaib.
All right, so.
He died to a Kraken. He is him.
So if I use Misty Step as a bonus action.
Yep.
I can't. Can I use a full action for sending?
Are they both leveled spells?
Yeah.
Then no.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna use sending.
Okay.
We'll send a message to Timothy of Chalamet.
Okay.
Okay.
What message are you sending?
I got here? I got... I have 25 words.
Yep. And you're actively being, like, shooken around.
Yep.
So it's not like you have forever
to think about this. I mean, it's
telepathic. True. But what I'm saying is, like, you don't have 10 minutes to think of this. Like, you gotta, like...
No, I know. I'm just, like, trying to phrase it in my head.
Big racket. Don't come.
What's the name of this village? Or town? The little
it is...
seaside town we're in?
New Kislev.
Okay. We found the sword off the coast of New Kislev. There's a fucking kraken. It's 14.
And it's just...
We're all gonna die. Warn the others. Bye.
Your message has been received.
Call everyone.
No, I believe they can respond to you.
Everyone.
I think they get 25 words back.
Here's it, and it's mine. Can answer in a like manner immediately, yeah.
I am so sorry. I will alert your next of kin. Die with honor.
Can I spend my last 3 words that I had left? Eat my ass. Return with my last 3.
Sure.
Eat my ass.
Your sacrifice is not in vain. May the lady protect you.
How's the lady protecting you right now?
Bitches!
Okay.
It's me, bitches.
Okay.
That was...
So that was my action.
Cool.
Do I have anything else I can do?
You could die.
How about... Probably. What is up with dancing lights? That's also an action. Shit. Okay. I think I'm just fucked. Yeah. I think that's all I got for my turn.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
The Kraken, it is now its turn. It's going to take you and shake you a little bit, and it's going to...
Let me go, yep.
Use its fling... It is actually going to let you go. It's going to use its fling action to take something that it's grappled and throw it up to 60 feet. It's going to throw you at Bjorn.
Nah, though.
I'll catch him.
For sure, Doug. For sure.
Yeah, your whole thing is like dying in glorious melee combat to a monster, right?
Oh, he's... Very excited.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a DC 8. Sorry, I shouldn't have told you that. I need a dex saving throw, Bjorn.
Okay. Coming in hot. Hold on. Dex saving throw.
I should kill me from the inside, dwarf boy.
1 second. I have to restart this out.
All good. How you guys doing?
Dying.
Yeah.
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 Living my best life.
Dude, having the time of my life.
I was too nice to everyone last time, so
this Kraken is speaking its own truth into the world, and I respect that.
I rolled a whopping 5.
5. Okay, so you are both going to be taking this damage.
You get another
dice. I got 76 health. Give it.
Oh, no. Dan, I'm so sorry about how many dice you go through.
I got so much health.
I'm not worried. This is just how I play now.
Okay. Just,
do what? I get any kind of a roll to mitigate damage?
No.
Oh. Can I use my 20 divination roll for the portent to make it so his roll could have been nat 20?
Sure.
That's how it works.
Okay, I'll give him a nat 20.
Okay. So only you take the damage.
Yeah.
What a guy. What a guy.
For every 10 feet, he's throwing 20 feet.
What a guy.
Ooh. Okay. Six.
Don't worry, I'll definitely kill this thing. For sure.
I believe in you.
That is 22 points of damage.
I will definitely slay it. No
And you are knocked prone.
22. I'm in the fucking water.
Yeah. But you're sideways in the water.
So as it tosses me, and I'm cruising through the water.
I won't tell the elf.
I'm just going to stand at attention as I'm cycling through the water at him. It's been an honor, Jets.
Is your movement half?
And that's going to knock me the fuck out.
Oh.
And when you're perfectly parallel, I just grab you.
So I'm unconscious, just fucking floating.
Okay. That was its first action.
Okay.
Who's currently... Hannah, you're grappled still?
Yep.
Okay. Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the 30s. That's gonna hit.
Nah, bro.
Because
unfortunately, the fates deem otherwise.
Oh.
That's a nat one.
Hannah?
It hurts itself.
It tries to bite and swallow you, and instead it bites its own tentacle, and you are released.
Hey, oh my god, thank you so much.
I love that it's like the sickly green one, too, that you did that with.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Fate was that the one that rolled a one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually, it's thematic.
Yeah, he's kept them face up the whole time.
Nice. Okay. Bjorn, it is your turn. Your friend was just used as a projectile against you.
Great. I would like to rage.
Obviously.
You bet. Obviously. How far is this thing's face from me? Like, how far down?
We'll say, like, 30 feet.
30 feet? Okay.
Yeah.
I think, so I have a speed of 25. Is that 25 feet? Is that what that means? Is that movement?
That is your movement, yes. You are swimming, though, which means it's halved.
So, okay. But I also have instinctive pounce, which says when you enter your rage, you can move up to half your speed. Is that stacked? I don't think it matters, but because I probably won't reach it either way. But I don't know if that stacks or not. But
the Kraken will reach you.
I guess that's
true. I think you would still have the disadvantage on that movement, but you do still get that extra bonus movement. So you're at like 2/3 movement.
Okay. So I'm not reaching
it. Or three quarters, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not reaching it either way.
Unless you have a projectile, like, you know, a harpoon.
I do have a
spear. Or a wizard.
That I can...
Fuck off. Help me!
Help me. Yeah, sure, I'll throw my spear.
Okay.
Why not? Is that a disadvantage?
No, because it is a... Harpoon.
Wait, and you gave us all advantage, right? Does that count? Didn't you give us advantage?
No, I gave you all... I told everybody to grab a harpoon, which does not...
No, but because of your superiority die, the next person to attack it gets advantage.
Yeah,
next person,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I can get advantage on this?
You get advantage on this.
All right.
Oh,
that's 17.
17? That will not hit. It goes just... A little to just the side. You're not used to like the way that light refracts underwater.
Yeah.
And it begins sinking into the depths.
Okay. All right. Well then. And then I'm not close enough to it to hit it, right? With anything else?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay.
Somebody say.
That's it.
Okay.
Save me.
At the end of your action. It is going to make a tentacle attack against you.
Nah, dude, I'm fine.
Okay. How's a 27?
Not even close, man.
No?
Yeah, okay. No, it totally hits.
Okay.
I mean, it is not even close. It's the opposite direction.
That is
in the other way.
20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Halved.
And you are now grappled.
Fucking pittance, dude. Okay.
Yeah, that's that. And that is now we are at the beginning of initiative.
Still at 56 health. What?
Help me. What?
Mm-hmm. That's after fighting a shark.
Help me, human.
You also feel like a weird little like tingle through the water.
Okay.
That will come into a thing later. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to know what the wet tingle is.
Did it just ink me?
It did not ink, but something changed.
I'm gonna ink.
And you don't know exactly what. And Hannah, it is your turn. You are still grappled. You can try to break out of the grapple.
You said I was not grappled.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It bit itself. Yep. My bad.
She's free.
So, somebody is 60 feet away because he got thrown. Somebody came down and attacked the tentacle that I was on. So, you're pretty close.
Do it.
I would like to swim over to you, grab you against Dimension Door.
Yes!
Just to get like 500 feet away.
Bastard. Okay.
Bitches.
Bastard.
Oh my god, so true.
Okay, you guys are now 500 feet away.
You better come back for me, bitch. God damn it.
Definitely.
Cool. Anything else?
Well, so that's my action. Then as a bonus action, I'm going to enter my blade song.
Oh, okay.
Which gives me a little bit faster speed, actually. That's all. Fuck it.
Does that count towards... Can you dimension Doris to the cairn?
I mean, I can only dimension Doris like 500 feet. So I can get us out of the range of this thing and each turn dimension Doris a little bit closer. But, like, I can't fully teleport... Because we're, like, miles out or something. Yeah, so I can't fully teleport us back to shore.
Yeah.
I can just try to get us far enough away that we'll lose it.
A mile is 5,280 feet.
Yep.
So it's going to take a bit.
How many knots is that? How many nautical miles?
Yeah, isn't knots a measure of speed?
Yes.
Yep.
How many light years is that?
millionth.
Yeah. But no, that's my turn. I just try to swim a little bit away.
Okay.
Yeah, but nautical miles is based on... Never mind.
You know a lot about boats, and we appreciate that. No, we don't.
You've got to let that thought go.
No, I
wanna... a cup holder.
It's 1.15 miles.
That's such a random thing.
Slightly longer than a land mile.
You have to understand you're going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So you actually like slow down when you're going up a wave and you go faster down.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, that's my turn.
Okay. So it's Hannah's turn. Shmi, it's your turn next.
You're safe.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Okay, so all the cool shit I was going to do on that turn, not happening.
I am still drowning under the water. No.
Oh, I have good news. We don't need to worry about the water breathing running out.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do for us, because I'm seeing what you're seeing, bestie, is... Gotta find it. Sorry.
I feel like my fate will be determined by death saves. I can't drown, so like.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You could use that nat 20.
I can't. I already used that to save him from getting hit.
I say you could have gotten back up
by being tossed. Yeah, that's true.
So, I actually want to cast Liamon's tiny hut.
Oh. Cute.
To give us the safe space to get in there. It's a 10-foot radius immobile dome. It springs into existence around and above you. Remains stationary for the duration. So what this does is it gives us a base.
Yeah.
Hannah, now that you've gotten me out of that bad predicament.
So true, bestie.
Bestie. Besties for life.
However long that is, yeah.
Now we've got a little base. We can dimension door away, or we can dimension door and grab somebody. What did you see?
There's a Kraken. Right now, it is going to kill all of us if we go back there. I am very injured, and if I dimension door there, then I like will probably just like die next time, so I can't even dimension door back out.
You had me at Kraken. So
I want to get out of here.
Let's
I wanna go home. I'm done here.
Let's take a little rest here. And move away after a short rest.
So true.
I love that you guys made a little Ocean Gate submarine.
Yes.
Like, hypothetically, if we can do this and I can rest and regain spell slots, then we can just keep dimension dooring and hunting eventually and eventually make it back to shore.
How many feet away from shore are we?
You're like 2 miles, so like 1,000 some.
Are we still 10, telepathically 10, connected?
Yeah.
Okay, so like me and him are like hearing.
Yeah, 10,000.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, you're unconscious.
I don't hear
I
shit.
I hope you enjoy your glorious melee death.
I was gonna say, you're unconscious, and I'm just like, don't save me. I'm trying to die.
We will remember.
Yeah, I'm like, let me at it, dude.
Help me.
Shit, actually. Maybe it's not too late.
But yeah, like, you can do whatever you want. I'm going to try to get out of here because I enjoy living. I have yet to find someone worthy of my art. The Kraken is not it.
Doesn't respect good art.
It only uses one color of ink.
I want to try to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay, you can do so.
Gonna speak to the Kraken.
Kraken, cursed one, listen to me. My friends and I are not your enemies. We want to remove the curse from you. Help us help you. Release my friends, and I pledge to you, as a seaworthy gentleman, that we will break your curse and free you.
Roll persuasion.
Could you use a command point to reroll this?
No.
That was a... You know what? Actually, that was a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. The Kraken seems unaffected by your moving words, and you think that it might be because a Kraken is not an animal, it is a monstrosity.
Oof. If
and it's also 500 yeah. feet away from you.
That's yeah. a good well, point.
The range is up to the DM. Would there be
and other? The DM says it is not range.
Well, it's a monstrosity, apparently. That's the range. Yep.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley. Remember that Fortnite we talked about?
Bro's about to become Aquaman. It's just fucking... Creatures of the sea.
My whale kin. Yeah, anything else, Shmi?
I forgot. Can I cast two spells in one turn?
No.
Okay, well, then no.
Okay.
Can I cast 10 spells in one turn?
No. Athel, can I get a death saving?
Hell yeah, brother. Nat 20, baby. Let's go.
Okay, you come back with one hit point.
Dang shit. I lived, bitch.
I think that's our first Nat 20 death save on the pot.
Bro, we're cooking. This is a good dice. This is faded for a 20. We're good.
Okay. Is that the one you portented on?
Yeah, this was my 20 portent, and then I switched it up and then rolled it and got another 20.
Incredible.
The fates are on my side. Kind of like Nationwide. Okay.
You can do better.
That is your turn, God. Though.
I have established a point of operation. You're welcome.
I'm able to move at all?
No, because I think it's at the end of your turn you come back. Because you roll at is the it? End of okay. your turn. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. At the end of your turn, a thing's going to happen. A lightning storm is going to go off.
I think it's at the start, but...
Is it? We'll look this up. I could be wrong.
I feel like it's important.
Good thing we're in a bubble.
So true, bestie. on WikiHow, it says roll a d20 at the start of your turn.
Okay.
Falling unconscious. They show a picture of a woman and a die and a big hand.
I really like section 1 of 6 where it's like a weird vampire, a die, and a dead body.
For sure.
And there's a chalk outline of the dead body, but it's actually a lake on a map.
Tag yourself. I'm the mountain range.
I am the chalk outline dead body.
Does it specify any like impairments to your like abilities or anything like that?
No, I think you're just good,
I
guess.
I'm on 1 HP. Okay. Well, seeing as I was loose in the water, am I close to the surface?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to go to the surface, and I would like to cast Fly on myself. And I'm going to go straight up in the air, like probably 20, 25 feet for the remainder.
Okay. Cool.
And then I'm just going to scream, I lived, bitch.
Cool.
To wherever these fucks noped off to.
You see tiny little speck 500 feet away. A little tiny white and blue submarine.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's where I am.
Cool.
Hopefully the Kraken can't move 500 feet in there.
It's busy with him, maybe.
Yeah. I'm all I can handle, dude.
He's going to solo kill this fucking Kraken.
I'm going to fuck this thing up. It's got me grappled. I can't move, but like, I don't know. I'll bite it or something.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. At the end of your turn, the Kraken is going to summon a lightning storm. And everyone
in the water?
Oh, no.
Yes, and everyone that was 60 feet away from it, which was you guys when it did. Actually, you guys, but you guys are too far away for this to take effect. It made you vulnerable to lightning damage.
What's the range on this?
Lightning storm is 120 feet.
Oh.
And the original thing was 60 feet, so you were still, because it only threw you 20 feet.
Okay.
So, I'm going to need both of you to make a dex saving throw. You are grappled, so I believe you automatically fail.
Okay.
So you are going to take 22 lightning damage.
I like my chances.
And you're actually going to take 44 lightning damage because you are vulnerable to it.
Okay.
I don't like that.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Do you still take half damage if you pass the throw?
If you succeed on the dex saving throw, you would take. It's kind of like the opposite of resistance.
Okay.
Because if you're vulnerable, you take double that damage, and if you're resistant, you take half the damage.
But if you pass the dex save,
you take half of the original amount of damage.
And it doesn't matter either way because I'm still going to go down. I have literally one hit point.
Dur, dur, dur.
I fly up in the air and get fucking zapped from the fucking water.
And how high? not to be this person, but how high in the air were you?
Like 25 like 20 feet.
25 feet. Okay. Not that
when
high.
When you fall, you take another.
You shouldn't take damage falling into the water from 20 feet. You jump that regularly. That should be fine. I've jumped off
unconscious.
A 30-foot cliff myself.
Yeah,
and
but
fine.
You were conscious.
Nah, land. Bro.
You fail one death. Emotional. You fail one death saving throw.
This is bullshit.
For taking damage.
Should Misty step, bro?
Oh, the call drops again.
The same thing would happen.
Okay.
How far can you go?
It's like 30 feet.
It
but
is.
But you're still in range then. So I'd just be.
But you went up and go over. That's longer distance. Math.
I'd still be in the range. It wouldn't matter. I'm still getting fucking thunderstruck by a goddamn Kraken.
Thunderstruck!
It is.
Did you use Thunder Smash?
What a weird ability for a water based creature to be able to do.
Looks like they're also like associated with like storms.
I think
like
it's like. This must be actually Cthulhu.
Unless it inked.
Anyways.
It hasn't inked.
Carry on.
That is a thing it can do, though.
What?
Hey, Bjorn, it's going to try to bite you.
I'm going to try and bite it. What do you want?
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
It is a 20. No. Yeah, That's a 26.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. So that is 23 piercing damage.
I die.
And because you are grappled, it is swallowing you.
Oh my god.
In my last moments, I still would like to bite it though.
Yeah, you definitely bite it. If you'd like to make a bite attack,
you just go down.
Just like, can I make it like a unarmed? I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. attack. Wait. Oh, this fucking this app. Hold on. One second. for this completely inconsequential thing.
Yeah, go attack. For it.
15.
15.
Do I bite it?
You do not. You like you do, but like you don't pierce right. The esophagus.
Ah, sad.
Yeah.
For shame.
I'm just saying, for how much we asked around about this thing, all we got was a shadow. Don't go beyond the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah, but you guys bled and were like leaving dead fish in your wake. The fishermen know not to go near this area and, you know, don't do that.
But it wasn't scared of the bopping sound. Bop,
boop, bop. It was not scared of the bopping sound.
Scares the fish.
That's good, Patrick.
Yeah.
I think I'm dead, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You still have death saving throws, but you are going to be taking acid damage every turn.
I need another nat 20.
Okay.
You can. I believe in you.
For sure.
So that was the Kraken's turn.
Fate. Wills.
And, yeah, we're at the beginning of the turn order again. We're gonna get a thing happens, but you guys don't know what. Hannah, it's your turn.
Joyous.
So, are we gonna like stay in this hut? It's so like cute, by the way. I love what you've done with the place. Which is save us. are we gonna stay in here, or should I keep? Should we keep, like, dimension dooring and then until I'm out and then we, like, hut it up?
Can you sense anything from our friends? Do they still live?
I think the call dropped. I'm not getting great service, but, like...
Well, the only way we can get better reception is to go towards shore.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah.
I think shore's the right call.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So you guys are dimension dooring another... Shore.
Yep. Yeah, I'll dimension door and then swim a little bit. Yeah, dimension door us and then swim a little bit further and so on.
Okay.
Bitches.
Thank you for your sacrifice. Because of this, you've ensured that my art will live on.
I don't know you.
You never tried.
God, valiantly is all I know.
We have known each other for like 3 days. This is a wild weekend.
I've been zapped out the fucking sky.
What a cool way to go. Though.
I live, bitch!
It's a scene from Avatar The Last Airbender and the Kraken's Azula.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Spoilers.
So you guys are fleeing.
So they're like just out of combat at this point. Yep. They're fucking so far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, roll.
Yeah, give me a death save.
17.
17. That's a success.
Okay.
I'm cracking, though.
Just die.
At the end of your turn.
I refuse.
Gonna, oh, so
I will
gently
not yield.
Wrap a tentacle around you.
Nope.
Buy me time.
Leave me alone.
And then.
You don't even know me like that.
It's going to bite you.
Nope. It's going to release me.
So when it grabs you. That is a hit, which it gets advantage on, because you are, you know, dead.
But answer me this.
Oh, that would definitely hit either way. It doesn't
Why
matter.
Are you gay?
Not a nat 20. That's okay. It is a like 33, though.
Every time I come here, I am abused.
So that, for the tentacle, is going to be 20 points of bludgeoning damage. You are grappled. You are very dead, because that's a failed death save. And then it's going to bite you.
But what if I lived?
And that is a 23 to bite you. So then you are swallowed, taking 23 piercing damage, and then an additional 42 points of acid damage.
Oh my god, are you enjoying this?
I'd like to use my bonus action for no thank you.
Unfortunately, you failed that when you came into the ocean with a kraken.
Are you enjoying this, Ember?
Okay.
This is the closest I've ever gotten to a TPK.
It's because you threw a kraken at us. We're level 10.
Yep. I didn't throw enough at you last time, so I had to make up for that.
We lost an arm.
Yep. And now you lost two people.
I don't care about
that. I almost died last time.
I got my message out. That is all that matters.
A glorious death was its own reward.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys are making your way.
The Kraken will have indigestion on your battle axe.
Hannah, how many dimension doors do you have before you run dry?
Left or total?
Probably left.
Well, yeah. So having used two, I have three left. That's another 1,500 feet away.
Okay.
I thought you could dimension door to a point you can see. Or that you have seen.
You can also dimension door in just like measurement. So you can dimension door like 250 feet to the like right and then like 60 feet up. Like you can go off of just like measurements.
But it is overall based on measurements. She couldn't see the inside of the tavern and dimension doors there.
No, you don't have to. You can dimension door to any location as long as you can like come up with the measurement for it. Misty Step, you have to actually see the location you're going to. Dimension Door, you can like go through walls and everything. You just can't end in a wall or it'll shit you out.
If we knew that we were a little too far out.
But then also seeing that he got zapped out of the sky, I'm like, oh my god, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And then I can cast Fly on us. Well, I can cast Fly on one of us and the other carries the other, and then we can fly.
You have eight. After all of your dimension doors, you still have 8,060 feet until you reach shore.
Yeah.
But where are we on the shelf? Shelf is safety.
It's an underwater. It's like a drop-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like, what? Are we over the shelf? Because I said if you go past the shelf, you were in danger.
If you'd like to make a nature check, you may.
Numbers. That's 14.
14. You think you might have passed the shelf?
Yeah.
But it's really hard to tell.
Do not pass go.
Yeah. I mean, I want to keep going for sure.
Because I
hope it follows y'all on land.
Because how strong are you? Could you carry like a 5'8" woman?
The dice would tell me no, but stats would tell me yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because then I could cast Fly on you, which is 60-foot fly speed for 10 minutes. So 60 feet every... 60 feet around, if that's dash... If you dash, would then...
It's 120.
120 around. There's 10 rounds in a minute, so that's 1,200 feet. Then... Since the concentration for 10 minutes, that's 12,000 feet.
You could get back to land.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we just have to fly up and away so that we're outside of the lightning bolt range.
Yeah, you guys, in a weird bird-like fashion, fly out of the water, away from your little submarine, and you make it back to land.
This is like the second craziest summer break I've ever had.
This is the second time I've seen my friends eaten by sea creatures recently. I'd like to get away from the water.
I know this great landlocked nation we should go to. It's called Motarka.
Motarka's coastal.
It is coastal. It is not landlocked.
I'm an idiot.
Stay on the leeward side, be fine.
Honestly, yeah, let's just not.
It is like a mountain on the coast, though. So, like, there's that. You can go into it.
Yep.
So you guys, after a couple minutes of flying, about 10 minutes of flying, you do see the little beach, the little cairn, and fire is like just burning out. It was a good fire.
I go up to the cairn, I'm like, oh my god, you didn't tell us it was a fucking kraken, you bitch.
Fucking piece of shit.
Wait. I said that I cleared the fire out.
Oh, I thought you said you just moved it away from the statue. No,
no, like
no. Never mind. Fire's out.
Yeah, I cleared it out and not put anything.
My bad. I misunderstood. Yes, there is no fire then.
I don't like the implications of that.
So,
you were out on the ocean. There was implication.
Yes, I mean, you're right. Is it raining in addition to the thunderstorm? Is it like overcast?
No, it was literally. It was like a localized lightning storm
directly over the.
Directly over the Kraken.
Can we still see it?
2 miles? It seems like it's dissipated.
You can see it up to 5 nautical miles.
Yeah. But it does seem to have, like, as you guys were flying away, it did seem like it dissipated. It was, like, clearing up. As if whatever was causing it had gotten its snack and gone back.
Yeah. I'd like to try to message party members. Hello? Hello, party members?
Hello?
This line is no longer in service.
Please talk to your provider if you have an issue.
I think our party members couldn't pay their bill.
Their life bill, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go eventually probably back home and like tell my family that I love them because I have seen my life flash before my eyes.
I would like to haunt them from the afterlife, please.
Roll the haunt.
Okay. 15.
For the rest of your lives, anytime you're near water, you hear just a little, "Eat my ass!"
The spirit of the
spell magic.
It goes away.
Yes. Damn it!
I counterspell.
Yeah. No, you're haunted.
Y'all bitches should be cursed.
You have to listen to Hannah's voice for the rest of your ghostly
existence. What could I have done to get you out of that predicament?
No, I think...
Be grappled by the...
Dimension door.
Be grappled by the Kraken as I try to reach you 60 feet away and leave its threatened area, so then yeah. I get killed and nobody dimension doors out?
Sure. We go down as a unit.
Do you guys tell Timothy Jenkins about his boat, or do you leave town before anyone
I never wanted to see this fucking town again.
I will go back.
You will go back.
I will, talk to Jenkins, talk to the bartender, just tell everybody, hey, that
it's a Kraken.
It's a Kraken beyond the shelf.
Step on
top. Just understand now you know what the shadow in the water is. And then I'd like to wait around for 2 weeks. A little bit. I'll be inland.
I'll be inland more.
And then on the fortnight, I'd like to just stand ankle deep in the water and call to Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
We're gonna.
Did you leave for Matorka?
No, I don't know where that is.
Fair.
You call for Stanley, and Stanley never comes.
Oh my god! I'm sorry for your loss.
All right. Well, that was a waste of 2 weeks. I turn around and walk away.
Okay.
I just kind of like chilling at like in a hut nearby. Like,
Before I walk away, I would have casted Speak with Animals, yep. Calling for Stanley.
I assume so.
What's the nearest sea creature to me?
There's a little urchin right at your feet.
Is there anything else? Something that can move.
Sea urchins can move.
There's a Kraken way far out.
Slowly.
I'd like to ankle shuffle a little bit.
Ankle shuffle. As you ankle shuffle, you disturb a little cloud of minnows. You see another two crabs fighting each other.
The circle of life.
And there's a sand dollar.
Okay. I'd like to... Talk to the minnows. Minnows, my little friends.
Hi, stranger. Thing, shadow. Stranger, okay. Hi.
I'm going to get down in the water in like a push-up position, but just my face will be in the water. Okay. Friends, listen to me. There's a terrible sea beast, a Kraken, that lives off the shelf.
Kraken.
Give nothing to worry, but tell all of your friends to leave the area.
Leave.
Survival depends on it.
Go, survival, go. They all just leave.
Okay. Do I still see the two crabs?
Yes.
Can I spear them with my trident? In one move.
In one move. Yes, you hear them. They're like, ah, I'm gonna win. I have the bigger claw.
It's not how big you use it.
For sure.
Yeah, with a 16, true. I know all about that.
True and real.
And then you hear just like the littlest giggle from this urchin that's just like slowly rolling down. It's like,
okay.
Keeps drifting in the.
I'll walk away. I'd like to make a wide berth away from town. I'll try to find a different port back to where we came from.
Cool. Yeah, you make your way back. Timothy of Chalamet. Oh, you going somewhere else?
Before, as I'm coming out of the water, let my ankles dry off before I put my brass buckled shoes back on.
Smart.
I'd like to walk over to the cairn.
Okay.
I'd like to make an investigation roll on the cairn to see if there's any like runes or anything on it.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Yeah, I want to fully inspect the cairn.
Did someone say runes?
That's going to be a
18. It looks like something may have been carved into it, but it's worn away with just all of the decades of exposure that's been here.
Can I build a new fire? I'd like to build a new fire.
Yeah. There's plenty of driftwood nearby.
All the driftwood. Every single piece of driftwood I can see.
Cool. It as the fire touches it, it lights up, but no voice comes.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'll go inland, find a new port, and head back.
If you want, we can go like talk to my brother. He's like really good with magic. They can like.
Didn't you leave? You left me.
I'm sorry. I said I was in a hut slightly.
Hana, I appreciate our telepathic bond even to this day. It's been a fortnight.
It just stays
I thought you'd
up
let it dispel.
Forever.
No.
You're trauma bonded.
What do you have to say?
If you want, we can go talk to my brother. He's like really good with magic. Can you just like teleport us back or something? And they don't have to worry about the wet. The big wet, the place we were just at.
Can I pick up a rock from the beach where I'm standing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to carve into it K, like a K for Kraken.
Okay.
That's all right, Hannah. Where do I meet you?
I'm right behind you.
Damn it, Lassie.
It wasn't even the telepathic bot. She was just talking, and you were just looking out at the water like, what the fuck?
It feels like you're here with me.
Sometimes I can still hear your voice.
And with that, unless there's something else you guys want to do, no, I think with that, no, we fade out on the adventure. Thank you to our sponsors, VB Health for your vitamin and supplement and all those needs, fan roll. Get you some dice so you could play D&D too.
Yeah.
If you use VB Health, you won't get eaten by a Kraken.
No one who has used it has been eaten by a Kraken yet. So, you know, jot that down.
Scientifically proven.
True and real.
Mm-hmm.
To possibly not make you get eaten by Krakens.
Yeah, studies are on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. They're on Google Docs.
Yeah.
If not, they will be in a
super,
hour.
Super official. But yeah, boost your loads.
Yeah.
Bless your vitamins.
Get in there.
Pass your saving throws.
get soaking wet.
Get soaking wet.
Find a glorious death.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Maybe even find yourself an old oceanside lady with some nets.
Yeah, build yourself a submarine. I'm very eventful adventure. I don't know about you guys.
It was a wild day.
Day, yeah. It was a crazy
It was
afternoon.
2 days.
24 hours, yep. Roughly.
Man. Well, thoughts and prayers. Thank you, patrons as well. Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Gang, gang.
You're welcome.
Gang, gang.
I just gotta ask, how long does the telepathy last? Is that like forever?
That's what I'm haunted by. I just felt magic on that. I didn't save it on that one.
It actually just lasts an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, because
it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, we can't like directly teleport to wherever my hypothetically 15th level character would have been. They just have to walk there. So you will know what Hannah's voice is like for the rest of your life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It becomes the voice in your head. Your conscience is just Hannah now.
Maybe death was a blessing.
Yes, bestie. Take hey, the man. Silver locket. It's booty.
Bjorn's having a great time in Grimnir's halls, man. He's just drinking.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
See, that isn't that what we all want?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, thank you.
I want it. Give it to me now.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Wild time.